The workers hack into the rock and rubble of Papyrus Magna, a Ptolemaic temple overlooking the shores of the Mediterranean. Across the worksite strides the man in charge, his trademark Indiana Jones hat, protection against the glaring sun. Egypt's top archaeologist, Zahi Hawass, explains that although others have scoured the temple before, this dig, begun in 2005, has turned up countless new treasures. He says the team has located the original main entrance and uncovered a series of pharaonic-style entrance blocks. There's also a statue, which Hawass, giving the headless torso a playful pat, says is likely that of Ptolemy IV, one of Cleopatra's ancestors.
That's really is important discoveries in search of the beautiful, magical queen, Queen Cleopatra.
The idea of Papyrus as the burial place of Cleopatra and Mark Antony, who killed themselves rather than submit to Antony's rival Octavian, was proposed by a young Dominican archaeologist, Kathleen Martinez. She stands atop the foundation of the ancient temple, recalling the couple's last days.
Remember that it was the end of Egypt as an empire with the death of Cleopatra. She has to choose a place that she must be safe for afterlife. There's no conditions inside the royal quarters to be buried there because the Romans hated her so much. They will search for her body and they will destroy it.
Martinez notes that significantly, the temple is dedicated to Isis and Osiris, ancient gods to whom the couple often compared themselves. But, she says, she's most excited about discovering a tunnel that bores straight down into bedrock.
I want to study the shaft. This is one of my main goals, is to study the shaft. And we have a special winchester machine we designed. And we are going down 35 meters. It just since last week. And we're expecting there to have important news.
I ask if she will show us down the tunnel. She consults with Hawass, who decides to go himself. The improvised winch lowers the archaeologist into the narrow, dark shaft, and then it stops. The cables are twisted, and Hawass is stranded 10 meters underground. Workers, who only rigged the contraption a week before, struggle for a long 15 minutes to straighten the wires. One man grabs a rope as backup. Onlookers resort to awkward banter, fixing blame for my suggestion. Then Hawass starts to spin himself around in the cramped space, untangling the cables. The winch re-engages, and the archaeologist rises to the surface. In mock anger, he takes a menacing step toward me and pretends to land a punch. The moment is vintage Hawass. It probably should have belonged to Martinez, but Hawass takes the spotlight. He fills the scene with genuine drama, makes his usually nervous employees only more so, and ends up providing the entertainment. At 62, the Secretary General of Egypt's Supreme Council of Antiquities is going through his own golden age. Hawass is the top archaeologist in arguably the world's richest archaeological land, explorer in residence at the National Geographic Society, star of countless television programs, a prolific columnist, and man about town. Most recently, he has championed the return of ancient artifacts to their homelands, becoming a hero to others who have seen their heritage plundered. He can be shameless in his quest to get things back.
A lady from Canada, she wrote a letter to me that she bought a statue, and she wanted to return it back. And after that, she changed her mind, and she said that she needs the 10,000 English pounds that she paid back. I wrote her a letter to say that if she will keep this statue, the curse of the pharaohs will rest on her. And she, next day, gave the statue to the Egyptian embassy in Canada.
Back at his office in Cairo, Hawass expresses pride in a parallel to Cleopatra, a Ptolemaic leader of Egyptian heritage, who was the first to bother learning the local language. The archaeologist is the first Egyptian to be the international face of Egyptology, a field long dominated by Western Europeans. It's an image he feels important to project both abroad and at home.
Now I was walking in the streets of Cairo and some children stopped me to ask me, when are you seeing the robot inside the pyramid? And I have to know there is a revival now among the Egyptians loving their antiquities.
Not that mummies and pyramids are a hard sell, but his excitement and verve are catching, and on occasion, one suspects, overwhelming. I ask if his seemingly outsized persona ever poses a problem.
God gave me this talent. I will not tell him no.
For once, he offers no glimmer of a smile. It is a belief in self that lessens any surprise that his latest discoveries have an international tie-in. Next month, a major museum exhibit called Cleopatra, The Search for the Last Queen of Egypt, will open in the United States. And Hawass, with his enthusiasm, will be on hand. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.